We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world,
for the birds that soar in the immense sky,
for the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors,
for the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries,
and for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, Radiant viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite, Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 megahertz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13333, FEC, auto, or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Piranha. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Squatter, Silink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhul Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Uganda increases access to affordable water. In technology news, domestic robots are being developed in Japan. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 23rd, is the National Day of Egypt, commemorating the events which culminated in the establishment of the Egyptian Republic in 1953. This northern African country has a recorded history that dates back to about 3200 BCE. The longest river in the world, the Nile, flows through Egypt. The Nile Valley was the site of some of the first societies to develop irrigated agriculture and literacy. The incredible pyramids in Giza are the oldest and last remaining of the seven wonders of the ancient world. May the citizens of beautiful Egypt have a happy National Day.
Flying news. Record rainfall brings landslides to Japan. On Tuesday, downpours led to mudslides and flooded rivers with at least seven people who have passed away and nine still missing. In Yamaguchi, Prefecture of Sofu City, a record rainfall of 70.5 millimeters in just 1 hour caused more than two dozen landslides.
Several residents of an elderly nursing home perished, and approximately 90 were evacuated to the roof after it was struck by mud. In neighboring Tottori Prefecture, nearly 400 were evacuated as more than 1,200 houses flooded. Hundreds of human and canine personnel continue working to rescue the missing persons. Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our local association members to please go and see the victims, to offer comfort and any extra help if needed.
We are thankful for the valiant efforts of the rescue workers and for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern as we sorrow for the losses to this storm. Our prayers for the return of those still missing and that normalcy will soon be restored to the afflicted persons' lives. May these extreme weather conditions calm as we become more caring and considerate stewards of our earthly abode.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Hog farm owners ordered to pay for revolting smell. A court in Missouri, USA, has ruled that the factory hog farm owners have to pay Ed and Ruth McGeown $1.1 million for the debilitating effects of its air and water pollution on their neighbors' lives. The couple had been living in the home for 40 years when their peace was disturbed by the establishment of a pig farm nearby.
Mr. McGeown explained, "Night was always the worst. It's like the monsters come out at night. The sickening stench just lays down here in the valley once the sun goes down. You could never invite anybody over because you never knew how bad the stench was going to be." One of their attorneys, Mr. Charlie Spear, is involved in 350 other cases across the state regarding offensive air and water pollution created by factory farms.
Besides the terrible stench, the atrocious filth of pig factory farms has triggered the deadly worldwide swine flu pandemic. In France, 64 summer school students were quarantined after being confirmed with the virus, 47 at a school in Issy-les-Moulineaux, and another 17 in a language academy west of the capital. British researchers now recommend against closing schools, saying that even this would not halt the spread of the illness, while South Korean health authorities have raised the national swine flu warning to the second highest level. The number of cases in Wales jumped from 500 to over 2,300 in just the past week, and Panama announced her first death. Officially, the tally of people infected is 143,841 from 138 countries. with 813 fatalities, although the World Health Organization has acknowledged that the actual numbers are too high to calculate.
We are grateful to Mr. Charlie Spear and all the advocates striving to ensure clean air and water for people like the McEwans, who are coping with loss of health and quality of life due to the disgusting effects of factory farms. We sorrow for those who have lost loved ones to the swine flu and pray for the quick and full recovery of persons who have fallen ill. May the grace of the divine quickly lead us to a vegan world free of the inhumane meat industry for the vibrant health and safety of all.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
In loving memory of poet Thay Hanh, on July 16, 2009, Au Lac, or Vietnam, bid farewell to Mr. Thay Hanh, the country's acclaimed poet. Mr. Thay Hanh was born in 1921 in Dong Ye Village, Quang Nay Province. With pure clarity yet replete with refinement in style, he composed tens of poetry collections such as Youth, Sounds of the Waves, and New Ballads. Poet Thay Hanh was also a master in translation. He received many prestigious awards such as Self-Reliance Writers Association Literary Award in 1939 and the National Literature and Art Award in 1996.
Following a long-time illness, he left our world to return to the noble abode of the soul. Representatives of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association visited poet Thay Hanh's family, bringing Supreme Master Qinghai's love and gift to comfort them and to contribute to the bereavement fund. Mrs. Lam Yan, the grieving spouse of the late poet, conveyed her gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Các anh các chị đến thế này, tôi rất là cảm ơn. Mà nhất là Thanh Hải, Thanh Hải là một nhà thơ nữa, lại càng thương cảm anh Hanh nhiều hơn. mà quan tâm đến anh thế này là gia đình rất là xúc động mà rất là biết ơn, bởi vì đấy là một sự quan tâm không những về tình về nhà thơ với nhau, nhưng mà đây là một cái sự tình cảm gắn bó mà cũng quan tâm đến cái cuộc sống, tức là không phải hiện nay mà là cuộc sống cả sau này lên trên siêu thoát. Thì tôi nghĩ mong rằng anh Hải cũng cầu khấn cho anh Hạnh để làm thế nào anh nhà tôi ảnh được siêu thoát.
Tâm hồn tôi là một buổi trưa hè.
Our deep respect for the poet's dedicated contributions to the arts. May poet Tae Han's soul soon be liberated in the eternal realm.
Supreme Master Ching Hai added the following tribute. Again, our world has lost one of the great contributors to elegant literature. Mauritius contributes to reconstruction efforts in India. The island nation of Mauritius has donated $500,000 to assist the northern state of Bihar in recovering from the devastating floods of August 2008. This calamity had affected more than 3 million people and destroyed over 230,000 homes as well as 175,000 hectares of crops. In announcing the contribution, Mauritian Foreign Minister Arvind Boulel spoke of the strong friendship between the two nations. Our gratitude, Mauritius, and heaven bless for your caring benevolence, which will surely help in restoring the lives of Indian brethren. May the friendship of your beautiful nations continue to grow in joy and prosperity.
Aung San Suu Kyi receives the International Gandhi Peace Prize. The Mahatma Gandhi International Award for Peace and Reconciliation was bestowed upon human rights and democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi of Myanmar, also known as Burma. Presented in Durban, South Africa by the Gandhi Development Trust, the award was presented to a representative who appeared on Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi's behalf. A trustee of the Gandhi Foundation, Paddy Kearney, said she is a non-violent leader in the mold of Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King. The award is in recognition of her strong commitment to non-violence, justice and peace. Our respectful accolades, Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi, for this deserved recognition. May Buddha continue to bless your spirit of strength, which shines as a beacon of hope and peace for our world.
UK Parliament questions consumption of fish, meat and dairy. A report published on Tuesday by the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Committee of the British Parliament said that the government should rethink its previous advice favoring fish consumption. Citing a perilous decline in the marine environment, the report recommended ensuring food security by growing more fruits and vegetables instead. In acknowledging the adverse effects of meat production as well, the report stated UK consumers buying meat and dairy products should be encouraged to consider the environmental as well as the health impacts of their choices. A big thank you, British Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Committee, for your interest in safeguarding both humans and the environment. We look forward to your country's exemplary leadership in advocating the wholesome, plant-based diet for the good of all.
Young woman returns money found at work. While sifting through a bin of donated clothing, 19-year-old Chloe DeWalder, an employee of the Mercer Island thrift shop in Washington, USA, and a student paying her own way through college, found $9,000 in savings bonds rolled up in a pair of jeans. She immediately contacted the rightful owner, who thanked her repeatedly. An hour later at work, when an elderly customer experienced a seizure in the store's dressing room, Chloe offered first aid whilst waiting for the paramedics to arrive. She commented later that she does not feel she is a hero, saying, "I'm sure a lot of people would do the same thing." Miss Chloe DeWalder, we are touched by your exemplary honesty and caring response to a person in distress. May heaven bless your kind and selfless acts with manifold joyful returns. Touched by her heroic act and integrity, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing Chloe DeWalder with the Shining World Honesty Award, along with $5,000 to help with her college fees.
Save our planet. leading U.S. climatologist calls for urgent action to avoid planetary disaster. Dr. James Hansen, Director of National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Goddard Institute for Space Studies, has said that climatic tipping points are rapidly approaching with potential irreversibility if greenhouse gas emissions are not promptly slowed.
He points out that we are on a present course to reach 450 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere, which would incur a several meters rise in sea level and runaway climate change. On the Solve Climate website, he stated, "This is a problem that demands strong leadership. The only special interest that should be calling the tune is the public's special interest."
Our earnest appreciation, Dr. James Hansen, for your persevering efforts to raise awareness about the immediacy of this dangerous warming trend. Let us all become leaders by adopting the planet-cooling, organic, plant-based diet to sustain both our lives and others.
Supreme Master Ching Hai often shares her insights to help us as we face the dangers of global warming, as in the following excerpt from an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
"We cannot prepare much. Even if we stockpile some food and all that, it is not always helpful. It just makes the world food shortage worsen. So we can only rely on the good karma that we can create. And that we can do. We can save ourselves right now by turning into a vegetarian diet, which is benevolent, which is very compassionate. And by being compassionate to others, heaven will be compassionate to us. That's the only thing I can tell you. The way we are doing right now, we cause suffering to others. We cannot expect happiness in return. What we have been doing will bring us disaster and trouble and maybe mass destruction in the very near future. So if we want to have a good result, we have to start doing good. Be veg, go green, and do good deed.
Save our planet. Seed-eating birds reveal nature's intricate balance. Canadian scientists at the University of British Columbia, observing the Serengeti ecosystem in Tanzania using data from the past 40 years, have found an interdependent relationship among seed-eating birds and trees. By eating tree seeds, the birds play a key role in protecting and maintaining the forests, as the seeds are not only dispersed when they pass through the bird's digestive system, they also become unattractive to tree-damaging insects. Thus, the absence of the seed-eating birds, which can be caused by events such as wildfires, can lead to disappearing forests. The report states, "In general, this study illustrates, first, how a stable community is maintained, and second, how it can unravel by a single disturbance." University of British Columbia scientists, we appreciate this important research showing the delicate and perfect balance of nature. May we be further reminded to respect and preserve all living beings in our biosphere.
Save our planet. IPCC Chair Dr. Pachauri leading the way on climate change. Alleviating climate change is estimated to have significant costs, but Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, head of the Nobel Peace Prize-winning United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, has affirmed that appropriate actions now would bring higher gains to balance the costs.
According to Dr. Pachauri, a longtime vegetarian himself, one effective source of such favorable changes is reduced meat consumption.
It's a ready and quick way by which we can cut down on emissions, particularly when a lower meat diet has much greater health benefits than eating anything else. As I always tell people, if you eat less meat, you will be healthier and so would the planet.
Many other leading scientists agree.
Reducing our meat production is probably the single most effective thing that individuals can do immediately to to reduce their greenhouse gas impact. For a long time, this message hadn't gotten out, but it's now starting to get out for many reasons. One reason is because the president of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is a vegetarian, and he's been making some strong statements lately.
For his courageous efforts, visionary leadership, and far-reaching care for public health, Dr. Pachauri was recognized with the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Qinghai.
I would like to salute Supreme Master Qinghai for the remarkable efforts that she has mobilized across the planet to create a sustainable future for the human race and all living beings who live on this planet. And I want to also convey my thanks for this award which I've been given. I accept that in all humility, and I hope all of us can work towards a sustainable, a green, and a nature-friendly future, because we really don't have a choice. So I want to thank you again, Supreme Master, and I salute you for all that you're doing, and I hope I have the privilege of meeting you sometime. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, and our heartfelt thanks for your tireless efforts to ensure global survival and well-being. We convey our gratitude also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her encouragement of brave endeavors for the planet. With heaven's blessings, may we all soon unite in the Veg Circle to enjoy our life-giving, unique Earth together.
Save our planet. Los Angeles, USA Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa announces the city's partnership with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory to develop technologies that improve energy efficiency, increase the use of sustainable energy sources, conserve water, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Save our planet. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of Britain attends the annual swan upping ceremony for the first time to oversee the counting and health check of swans along the River Thames, as concern has been raised for their loss of habitat and dwindling numbers in recent years.
Save our planet. Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry announces a collaboration among car manufacturers, power companies, and governments in developing electric vehicle technology, or EV, to be initially launched in 8 major cities designated as EV zones.
Save our planet. The U.S. lower house of Congress passes a bill that formally acknowledges a bird conservation program, stating that designated lands will be protected from development and the health of the environment preserved.
Hello there! I'm Billy the Goat. I'm following an animal-free vegan diet. And here's a tip today on protecting our Earth's resources. Some restaurants provide complimentary glasses of water. Next time you're eating out, if you know you won't be drinking the water, ask a server to please not to bring it. Every little bit that we conserve will add up. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, it's time for the worldwide weather!
The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Mexico. At the Metro of Mexico City, our Mexican Association members hosted the Noble Wilds photo exposition entitled Wonderful Beings. Gorgeous pictures of nature and our animal friends were exhibited from Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller. The ongoing show has been seen by many people traveling on the subway.
Me agrada porque nos hace reflexionar más que nada sobre el medio ambiente, de que debemos de cuidar el agua, los animales, usar menos contaminantes. O sea, porque si no el día de mañana, ¿qué mundo les vamos a dejar a nuestros hijos?
¿Qué mensaje le transmitirías en especial a la maestra? ¿Qué le dirías a ella, la autora del libro?
Pues yo le agradecería primero por habernos dado un libro en el cual nosotros nos damos cuenta de cómo puede ser nuestra vida en un futuro o cómo nosotros podemos hacerla.
Our deep gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for the wondrous pictures from the Noble Wilds. May they continue to inspire the world's citizens to a greater appreciation of our loving animal co-inhabitants and our magnificent planet.
In humanitarian news, Uganda increases access to water. 400 prepaid water points have been installed by Uganda's National Water and Sewerage Corporation in disadvantaged parts of Kampala, the capital of Uganda. At present, 130,000 residents are receiving water by using prepaid tokens at 1/6 the cost that they previously paid. Uganda has promised to have full availability to water in city locations by 2015. Our hats off, Uganda, for taking care of your citizens' essential needs. May the purest of water and air be all precious beings' birthright on this planet. Coming up, robots in Japan demonstrate culinary skills. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More engaging news coming soon here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, excellent news for a magnificent world. In technology news, Japanese sushi-serving robot is displayed at an expo. Robotic prototypes demonstrated their various culinary skills at the International Food, Machinery, and Technology Expo in Tokyo. These included making pancakes, serving sushi, and preparing vegetables. Currently, almost 50% of the 800,000 industrial robots in existence worldwide are in Japan. It is expected that in the future, more robots will be created for non-industrial use. Our thanks, International Food, Machinery, and Technology Expo, for providing a showcase for this marvelous technology. May it help improve the quality of life for many.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, First Parachute Jump.
A new soldier had his first parachute jump, so the instructor reminded him, count to 10, then you pull the first ripcord. If it doesn't work, then you pull the second ripcord for the chute. After you land, a truck will pick you up. The soldier jumped out of the aeroplane. He counted to 10 and pulled the first cord, but nothing happened. He pulled the second cord. Again, nothing happened. So, as he falling earthward, he murmured to himself, I am sure that truck won't be there either.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I love Supreme Master TV. It's educational, it's inspiring. I think it's an incredible resource, and I'm so appreciative that it exists. It allows people all over the world to get keyed in, and it's very entertaining as well. Thank you for doing it.
Lovely Lisa, we are delighted that you enjoy Supreme Master Television. There is so much goodness to share, and Supreme Master Qinghai is truly our guiding light in bringing rich cultures and extraordinary individuals to be appreciated. May the time come very soon that the vegan message reaches every corner of our globe and is embraced by humanity. With heaven's benediction to you and all the caring American people.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be ever more blessed with divine benevolence.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With prisons overcrowded and expensive to maintain, New Zealand Member of Parliament Jim Anderton calls for addressing drug and alcohol addiction as the best way to reduce the root cause of crime.
Following the revelation that infants can detect mood changes in Beethoven's music, U.S. scientists find that babies can also understand the emotions conveyed through dog barks.
Cuban President Raul Castro and his Angolan counterpart José Eduardo dos Santos discuss bilateral relations and the possibilities of establishing new cooperation agreements between their countries.
The U.S. ambassador's small grants program pledges $26.3 million to support women-focused organizations in providing technical assistance to women in Afghanistan.
The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria donates $108 million to Togo to provide medical treatment to AIDS patients, as well as support to other related organizations.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is conferring the Shining World Compassion Award upon the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria for its loving help to those in need.
11-year-old Taylor Graham of Oregon, USA, organizes his fourth consecutive year of a book sale called Read for the Need to raise money for the local food share, an endeavor that has earned $42,000 thus far.
In recognition of his thoughtful and steadfast care, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Taylor with the Shining World Compassion Award along with $4,200.
At the Royal College of Arts Summer Show in London, UK, inventions include a convertible 3-to-2-prong electric plug, a jacket that self-powers safety lights while running, and a chair that simulates space rocket liftoff conditions.
Firefighters and police personnel in Pennsylvania, USA, help rescue baby ducklings trapped in a drain, thanks to resident Mr. George Jessup, who sees their distressed mother and investigates the cause.
A study published in the journal Diabetes found that the flavonoid naringenin found in oranges can help control type 2 diabetes and balance metabolism to encourage healthy weight reduction.
Touareg group representatives were officially welcomed in Mali's capital city of Bamako to resume peace talks with government officials.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.